This is Sunday morning, June the 10th, 2018. The title of this is Let Jesus Be the Captain of Your Boat. Let Jesus be the captain of your boat. Let Jesus be the captain of your boat. He will always keep you afloat. Even though the waves may be high, there is no reason to sigh. Jesus draws nigh. He controls the boat, so have no fear, be of good cheer. Faith will calm every storm and put everything where it ought to be, back to norm. This is the way Father did it. This is the way Brother did it. This is the way you do it. This is the way of faith. You place Jesus in your boat when you decree. It resists the devil and he flees. Make Jesus the captain of your boat. When Jesus is the captain of your boat, there is peace and calm. All right, we're going to look at a few scriptures here. Maybe this won't take real long. Matthew 8 is the first one. I guess we'll put this under the prophet's corner because a lot of it's prophecy. Matthew 8:23. And after he got into the boat, his disciples followed him. And suddenly, behold, there arose a violent storm on the sea, so that the boat was being covered up by the waves, but he was sleeping. And they went and awakened him, saying, Lord, rescue and preserve us, we are perishing. And he said to them, Why are you timid and afraid, O you of little faith? Then he got up and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a calm and a great and wonderful calm, a perfect peacefulness. And the men were stunned with bewildered wonder and marveled, saying, What kind of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him? Okay, now turn to the 14th chapter, verse 24. Now, 22 says, then he directed the disciples. Now, I want you to see something here. He had just fed the 5,000. A miracle, a mighty miracle happened. Kind of like with old Elijah over there. Then he directed the disciples to get into the boat and go before him to the other side while he sent away the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up into the hills by himself to pray. When it was evening, he was still there alone. But the boat was by this time out on the sea, many furlongs, a furlong is 1/8 of a mile distance from the land, beaten, tossed by the waves, for the wind was against them. And in the fourth watch, between 3 and 6 a.m. of the night, Jesus came to them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified and said, It is a ghost. And they screamed out with fright. But instantly he spoke to them, saying, Take courage. I am. Stop being afraid. Peter answered him, Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water. And he said, Come. So Peter got out of the boat, walked on the water, and he came toward Jesus. And when he perceived and felt the strong wind, he was frightened. And as he began to sink, he cried out, Lord, save me from death. Instantly, Jesus reached out his hand and caught and held him, saying to him, O you of little faith, why did you doubt? And when they had gotten to the boat, the wind ceased. Okay, one more. This is Mark 4. Mark 4:35. On the same day, when evening had come, he said to them, Let us go over to the other side of the lake. And leaving the throng, they took him with them, just as he was in the boat in which he was sitting, and other boats were with him. And a furious storm of wind of hurricane proportions arose, and the waves kept beating inside the boat, or into the boat, that it was already becoming filled. But he himself was in the stern of the boat asleep on the leather cushion, and they awoke him and said to him, Master, do you not care that we are perishing? He arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, Hush now, be still, muzzled. And the wind ceased, sank to rest as if exhausted by its beating, and there was immediately a great calm and a perfect peacefulness. He said to them, Why are you so timid and fearful? How is it that you have no faith, no firmly relying trust? And they were filled with great awe and feared exceedingly and said to one another, Who then is this that even wind and sea obey him? Okay, when Jesus is the captain of your boat, he leads you to walk over the top of the storm. Yes, the boat is your soul, your mind, your will, and your emotions. It is through these that Satan tries to take control of your boat. But Jesus is the high priest of your profession. That is your confession. We'll look at this one, Hebrews 4. Verse 14. Inasmuch then as we have a great high priest who has already ascended and passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession of faith in him. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to understand and sympathize and have a shared feeling with our weaknesses and infirmities and liabilities to the assaults of temptation, but one who has been tempted in every respect as we are, yet without sinning. Let us then fearlessly and confidently and boldly draw near to the throne of grace, the throne of God's unmerited favor to us sinners, that we may receive mercy for our failures and find grace to help in good time. For every need, appropriate help and well-timed help coming just when we need it. What is this help for? To maintain the confession. He is the high priest over that. When Jesus controls your boat, it is because you are making a good confession, like he did before Pontius Pilate. That's 1 Timothy 6:12. This is the good fight of faith. This way you wage a good warfare. Keep Jesus the captain of your boat. Jesus was at rest in the boat. The disciples were fainting in their minds. They tried to pull Jesus out of his rest, but he didn't faint with them. He spoke, he called the shots, and the devil's storm went to pot. Jesus walked on the storm. Peter tried too, but he fainted in his soul, and faith no longer had a hold. Hebrews 12:3. See what that says, Hebrews 12:3. Just think of him who endured from sinners such grievous opposition and bitter hostility against himself. Reckon up and consider it all in comparison with your trials, so that you may not grow weary or exhausted, losing heart and relaxing and fainting in your minds. It's your choice. Who will be the captain of your boat? Now Matthew 7, 24 through 27 talks about the house on the rock or the house on the sand. One is the one that had the house on the rock is the one that did the word. The one that didn't do the word, fainted in his mind, his house is like the house on the sand. The other master can be identified in the methods and tactics he uses. Fear-induced control. By force he tries to enslave you. My way is freedom and choice. Speak what you desire with your voice. That's what you call, that's right, you call the shots. In other words, Satan tries to control you. He'll try to control your thoughts, enslave you, making you feel bad about yourself, making you feel like you missed it. That's the other master. Jesus didn't do that. Now you can identify the two masters and save yourself much heartache and disaster and see results and answers much faster. You're in the world, but not of it. You can walk on top of the storm and not be touched by it. This is how I walked and many did marvel. You will do the same and they will observe in awe. For this purpose you have been called to follow in my steps. As I was, so are you. When you walk this way, you will be like Paul when he shook off the viper and suffered no ill effects. It will become natural, the supernatural, and the old ways will be no more. Ahead is glory galore. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. The old ways and the old days will vanish, and you will only know victory from here on out. The water walkers, you're being attacked for a reason. You're stepping into a new season. Satan is losing control of what he thought he had. It's time to rejoice and be glad. And this is a word really to me, but it will help all of us. Don't seek a way out of the 501c3. Many have panicked and taken it into their own hands. I will bring my church out of bondage and you will be free. When I brought the Israelites out of Egypt, it wasn't by their hand, but I delivered them out by my mighty hand. This is what my modern-day Cyrus has been raised up for, to bring my church out of the Babylonian system and restore resources galore. There will be no excuses then for my church to finish my work. Freedom and riches will be in abundance, truth and justice on every wave to free all those enslaved. This is my great end time harvest, the preceding that's preceding my triumphal entry, and you will be with me forever. Just one more.